Good morning, Your Honor. Good morning, Your Honor. Your Honor, unless the court has questions, we would submit on the arguments we made in the brief for Mr. Campbell.
I just noticed your reply brief noted that there was a difference in language between the 2002 version of 5G13 and the 2003 version. Does that, there is a difference. Does it make any difference to your argument?
No, Your Honor. I think the court used the 2006 version.
2006? Okay.
Yes. I don't think it makes
sense. And you aren't arguing any legal significance to any difference in language that may.
No, Judge Williams.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Ms. Cole.
Morning, Your Honor. May it please the court. My name is Chris Ellen Kolb. I represent the United States in this matter. And with me at council table is Elizabeth Trostman. Your Honor, I also would rely on the briefs, and unless the court has specific questions, we do take the position that the court should affirm the stipulated Rule 11C1C plea agreement sentence in this case of 36 months. I think that term was reasonable, and the parties agreed to it. The trial court here, in the exercise of her discretion, considered the applicable advisory guidelines provisions as well as the 3553 statutory factors, and in both of those considerations, the court came to the conclusion that that was the appropriate sentence, and we don't think there was any abuse of discretion in the trial court's decision in this case.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Well, I don't know if it's because we started late. If so, we ought to do this more often. Thank you. Please call it.